Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to The Review of Death, a Doctor Who podcast and your fortnightly home for Doctor Who news and reviews. I'm Matthew Toffolo. I'm joined as ever from New Zealand by Billy Garrett John. And I'm also joined by my brother, Jonathan Toffolo, because we are presenting the biggest award ceremony of the year. It is the Roddies, an annual look back on Doctor Who in the past year. Hello, everybody. Hello, fans.
Hello, everyone.
How are we all doing? We've all got our rods out, as you can see, whether we're in the UK or in New Zealand. Rods out for the lads.
Rods out for the lads. They're bigger down under.
They are bigger down under. We've only got a little one, so between the two of us as well.
You're Italian.
Yeah. Don't be deceived. Only half. Only half, and we don't know which bit. Not the bottom, clearly. So,
moving on. Right.
Right, the Roddies. It's that time of year. Billy, you introduce us because, you know, this is your baby, really.
This is my favourite time of the year. It's time to talk about the best and the least best of Doctor Who of the last 12 months. So this is the third year we've done it.
Yeah.
Trying to think of any mad stats or anything. I mean, we've only had one two-time winner, and that was Jodie Whittaker.
Right.
And previous best stories would be Power of the Doctor. That was last year.
Crikey.
Village of the Angels from the year before.
I mean, wasn't it up against Legend of the Sea Devils?
Oh my God.
So,
yeah. And that Dalek special, though, which I thought was really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Resolution one. That was No,
the one they shot in Bristol.
Oh, that one.
The bloody...
On the bridge.
Yeah, on the portway.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm. Yeah, I mean, look, we'll get to them as they come along. We've got a bunch of categories, some of them to do with the main show, some of them to do with ancillary media and things around it, some of it to do with the Review of Death. So we might look to get some of those out of the way early so we can get to the meatier topics later on.
Yeah.
I'm looking at lots of cobwebs that have developed in this shed since I was in here last.
Kind of spiders.
I'm slightly worried something's going to start crawling up my leg at some point. Right. Okay. I don't know who's got the first category. Is it Johnny or Matt?
Let me have a quick look on the mobile device. Right. Matthew has.
Oh, I have. Have I? Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
In 2023, we produced 28 brand new episodes of The Review of Death. Billy and I started the year on the sofa of reasonable comfort in Bristol and ended the year 11,500 miles away from each other, negotiating early mornings, working around shit Wi-Fi, and more than a few dodgy jokes, which sometimes I remember to cut. A sly little reference there to Millie Gibson's arse. If you know, you know. So,
the best bit of the episode.
Best review of death.
For Christ's sake. Don't double down.
Oh, I just like God. To say that this isn't me saying any of this stuff. So.
No, Jonathan's views do not represent those of Rod Inc.
Yeah.
Anywho, so best review of death episode. So, do we have any thoughts what we think it might be?
Oh, I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark, Matt, and I'm going to say it's... I can't remember. Oh, shit.
What have you done this year?
Let's say the Josh Snares one.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Snares one, that was very good. Ooh.
What was... I know, that was last year. That was the last time we did Pickaxe Week when we were on the sofa. That was fun, but that was last year.
TARDIS interior ranking, that was good.
TARDIS interior...
Was that this year?
Yes, I think it might have been. Yes, it was, because we did it alongside the Celestial Toymaker.
There we go.
So that might have been a good one. Well, shall we find out?
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Come on. Yeah, so in fifth place, with 6.3% of the vote, episode 70, The Church on Ruby Road.
Bit of recency bias there, but it's the only award that Church on Ruby Road will be winning, so.
Yeah.
It's true.
Arse category notwithstanding.
Fuck off.
In fourth place, with 6.6% of the vote, episode 53, The Five Doctors. Insert Peter Howell horn here. The sound like a magic.
Just say what's going on.
In third place, with 6.8% of the vote, episode 47, Overrated Episodes. Can we remember what overrated episodes we said?
Blink, I think, was in there.
Blink was on there, but we reviewed Blink earlier on, and actually we all turned around and went, "Oh, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, we said it was good. Maybe An Unearthly Child? I can't remember now. As soon as we sort of finish recording,
my mind goes blank.
And the thing is, we're all getting old, so the grey matter goes, Billy?
That is true. Yeah.
Exactly.
We are all getting old. In second place, with 7.3% of the vote, episode 58, The Web of Fear with Josh Snares. Well done, Billy.
It was a good un.
So, finally, the winner with 13.2% of the vote is episode 49, Every Modern Doctor Who Series Ranked. Very good.
I think we need to do another one. I'm trying to think of other ones we could do. We could do season openers.
Yeah.
We could do Christmas specials. We could do regeneration stories.
Yeah, I mean, people...
You know, there's a lot to pick from.
People like a good old ranking video, don't they? So...
A what?
Good job, I'm not Jonathan Ross. What else could we do? Could we be insane and rank all of classic Doctor Who?
Oh, that'd be good.
26 seasons?
Oh, season by season. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, we should do that. I think that might be a Pickaxe week, so we've got like at least a two-hour window.
Oh, yeah, that's
to
a
get
good
that
idea.
Sorted, you know?
Yeah,
that'd be good.
I think, you know, ranking Seventh Doctor Hankies.
Yeah,
Johnny,
oh, I've got mine, by the way. Season 26.
Is it in his pocket?
In my pocket. Thought I'd wear
it. It's on.
For
excellent.
Today.
I can't see it on my camera, but the viewers at home can.
Yeah,
they can rejoice
they can.
In it.
What else could we do? Ranking how long it takes for Ian Levine to moan about a collection set not being announced.
Yeah, best Ian Levine tweets.
Rant.
They're all good ones. I like that. Yeah, I think there's one maybe coming up on the Patreon. I think maybe in February,
cool,
where we
good,
do Cyberman designs.
Oh, very nice. That's very nice. He's good and he's well ahead. I don't know what he's got planned.
Wow.
I've got a big spreadsheet in front of me.
Wow, very good. Gosh. Well done.
Johnny, I think you're next, are you?
I think I am. So my category, or the first one I'm doing this evening, is Best 60th Anniversary Moment.
Right.
Okay.
Now, there were a lot of these, Johnny, so don't worry about reading all of them out, but when you see the nominees, maybe pick out a couple of bits and bobs you like the sound of.
Don't read them all out then, because there are loads.
Nah, life's too short,
okay,
mate.
Okay, fine. Right. Okay, here we go. So it says, of course, the major 60th anniversary highlight for me was seeing a vastly improved Seventh Doctor costume on screen in the Curse of Fenric episode of Tales of the TARDIS. In fact, that was my highlight of the whole year. Sad, really. It was pretty good. It wasn't 100% right, but it was pretty good.
No.
Anyway, here are some of the nominees for Best 60th Anniversary Moment. So, Bargain Hunt, Doctor Who Special, BBC One.
Right.
Doctor Who 60 Years of Secrets and Scandals, that was your one, Billy. Talking Doctor Who, BBC Four. Surviving Doctor Who, an A to Z, BBC Radio 4 Extra. Lenny Henry Regenerates into David Tennant, Comic Relief 2023. Don't even remember that one.
Can't remember that.
No.
Doctor Who at 60, a musical celebration.
Yeah.
Tales of the TARDIS. Doctor Who back catalogue released on BBC iPlayer.
Of course.
About big time too. Once and Future, Big Finish. Doctor Who, The Wilderness Years, BBC Radio 4. An Adventure in Space and Time, Shooty Gatwa Edit. The Daleks in Colour,
oh, yeah.
BBC 4.
Which we just talked about.
And Doctor Who, 60 Years of Friends and Foes, BBC Radio 4. I omitted about 4 or 5.
Nicely done.
Cool.
Okay.
Nice.
So,
excellent.
What do we think, chaps?
Well, I think...
What's going to come up? I mean, surely the catalogue's going to be pretty good.
That must be right up there for sure, because...
I would have thought
that's
so.
Such a
yeah,
biggie.
That was on the day itself, wasn't it? That was on the 60th anniversary.
Was, so wasn't that, it a bit earlier than that, wasn't it? Didn't it come out...
Oh, maybe. Maybe it was the start of that week or the start of the month or something?
Yeah, it came out earlier in the month.
Yeah.
Daleks in Colour was
on the day. And I had to rush back from parents' evening to get back to watch it live. Because these buggers said to me, you're not back in time, we're just going to watch it. So I had to hurry up the last few parents. I got to get home.
So yeah, your kid's fine.
Who are they?
Who cares about their education?
Yeah,
who cares about informing the parents
anyway.
About how well their children are doing? I've got to get back.
Right.
Excellent.
So here we go.
All right then.
So drum roll. Right, so in fifth place with 4.5% of the vote was the Shooty Gatwa edit of An Adventure in Time and Space, or Space and Time, actually. In fourth place with 4.7% of the vote, Doctor Who at 60, A Musical Celebration.
Very nice.
In third place with 7% of the vote, The Daleks in Colour.
Right, very good.
Second place with 35.3% of the vote. What do you think is going to get 35.3% of the vote?
Tales of the TARDIS?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Tales of the TARDIS.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Excellent. But the winner, apparently by just 20 votes, was Doctor Who's back catalogue being released onto BBC iPlayer. Yeah. Well deserved. Yeah.
I think so.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, well deserved.
So good.
And a good sign of what we got last year, that a colourisation of an old Doctor Who came in third place.
Yeah.
Like that second. In any other year would have been highlight.
Third.
Wouldn't
third,
it?
Yeah, third. I can't read.
I've got my glasses over there.
Yeah, very good.
I think 940, I do need to use glasses actually, yeah.
Anyway, Jonathan.
We've seen you wear glasses on previous Roddies, I think, Johnny, haven't we? You've got the glasses out before.
You've put my glasses on.
I may have
before.
Put them on, but officially I don't need them yet. But I have got to go to the opticians this year, so I might...
So officially, he does need them.
Watch this space, Johnny's going to get some glasses. Yeah. Okay.
We can do a whole podcast.
Congratulations
on that.
Okay.
Right, it's been his go.
I must stop masturbating. Right.
Pardon?
Best Patreon exclusive. we released 25 bonus episodes of the Review of Death over on Patreon, which is a place where we can let it all hang out, not literally, anyway, and revel in the weirder parts of Doctor Who's canon every other week. So, big shout out.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, God. Big shout out to the 350 people on Patreon and Discord who've supported the show with a couple of bucks a month, good feedback.
God, you've got that many people
enthusiasm.
Paying you for this stuff. Bloody hell.
And if you pop over to the Patreon now, you might see a variation on this video appear on there, which would be fun for everyone. Mm. Right, okay.
This is like Jules Holland.
Place.
This is like Jules Holland's New Year's Hootenanny. Mm. You know,
it is like the Hootenanny.
It's been recorded in August the previous year.
Everyone's sweating in the studio, pretending it's cold. Right, in fifth place with the 7% of the vote, Behind the Rod, The Making of the Review of Death. So big shout out to Stella for filming and editing
bloody
that.
Bloody hell,
which
I can't remember this being that being last year.
I know,
like
when I was looking at the list and I saw, I know, when we did all the Doctor Who Lives, I couldn't believe that was that was last year. It seemed like it was way before that.
Crazy.
There we go. In fourth place with 9.3% of the vote, the Dimensions in Time commentary, which was our sort of 60th anniversary special.
Did you wear the glasses
in
for that?
In third place with...
No, we didn't.
Yeah, hey?
Did you wear the glasses?
Oh, no. No, we should have.
Yeah.
Did you? Have you still got a pair?
No. Well, I had the pair that came, you know...
Yeah, but we don't still have them.
No, not anymore, unfortunately, no.
But bugger.
Shame.
Yeah, we should have found a copy of that in 3D and actually seen if it
works.
I mean, you probably need a CRT monitor now.
Oh,
don't
maybe.
You, to actually,
yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you remember, that live?
To get it to work.
No, I don't remember it live.
Don't you? When was it?
1993.
You were one.
Yeah,
I watched it on TV with the glasses. It was good. It did work.
Did it?
Yeah.
You sure?
It went fine. It was really good.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Well, not the program, but I mean the actual, you know, the look of it. It did work. It was 3D-ish.
3D-ish.
We missed a trick not getting you in on that commentary,
you did,
Johnny. We should have had you there reveling in it all, in the chaos. In third place, with 16.3% of the vote, the 40th anniversary retrospective and Zagreus review, which I was really proud of. I was really pleased with that video and how it came out.
It
in second
good.
Place, with 17.8% of the vote, our commentary of Matt's Action Figure Adventures, The Ten Doctors.
Hooray!
So,
well done.
If that's an indicator that we need to do more,
watch
I don't know
face.
What is. and in first place, with 24.8% of the vote, what do you reckon, Matt?
I mean, we did so many. We did Shakedown, didn't we? We did...
that was fun.
The...
Wartime.
Wartime, which, you know, that was quite the experience. Obviously, the Tom Baker one was a classic, you know, so much so that I had to then rewatch it again with Jonathan and Annie.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was just mad.
What was going on there?
It is just mental. It's like... It's a confessional, it's a psychiatric evaluation, self-evaluation. It's so weird. It's so weird. And in fact, in first place with 24.8% of the vote, the commentary for Just Who on Earth is Tom Baker.
Hey!
So as a reward for winning that category, that episode is now going to be available for everybody to view as a free
Excellent.
Post on Patreon. So everybody can go and check out the nonsense that was Just Who on Earth is Tom Baker.
Now, seeing as Tom Baker publicly invited everybody to go around to his house for cheese and wine at the end, does that mean that we can go over and give him his honorary Roddy?
I think we might get shot on sight.
Yeah.
I think
he's moved out
he
now,
might
so
be...
we don't know where he is. Although he's been on Twitter, hasn't he? People have found him in his hometown or wherever he lives. So
In his cafe.
Aww. So if we just sit in a cafe for a few days, he might walk
and
in.
And of course, don't forget, he's
home.
90 in a few days' time. Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom, we're rooting for you. It's only,
a
couple more days
90,
to go.
Depending when this goes out.
Yeah.
Now on to Ian Levine's favourite category, Best Home Media Release. Although 2023 was a slow year for collection set releases, it was still infinitely preferable to watching any of Mr. Levine's attempts to rejuvenate missing or lost episodes of Doctor Who. Leave it to the experts, Ian. That goes for record producing too. Ian Levine was one greedy bastard.
that is such a great story.
Yeah. Oh dear. Here are the nominees for Best Home Media Release. The Collection Season 9, The Collection Season 20, The Underwater Menace, and Doctor Who, the 60th Anniversary Specials. So what do we think?
Season 20 was very good.
Season 20 was very good.
Jam-packed full of stuff. So
yeah, there's lots of good stuff on there, wasn't there?
I think that is a very strong contender.
Mm.
Obviously, Underwater Menace is probably quite high because, you know, it's a new
it's
episode.
A new one.
It's been animated. First
you'd
time
assume.
Seeing it. Mm. You'd think so.
Yeah.
60th Anniversary Specials, I don't know, maybe. I can't really see. I don't get the new...
Could we have a
I don't get the new Blu-rays and stuff anymore, so...
I feel like the only reason I would get it is to have it nicely displayed on the shelf. So I get the Blu-ray, the Steelbooks.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I stopped collecting the Steelbooks just before that Series 10 one came out that nobody can buy.
Oh, yeah.
That's like super, super rare.
Yeah.
So I can't really go back now and continue the collection, which is a bit annoying.
But. Yeah. I think if history tells us anything, you need to wait about 20 years for a Doctor Who home media release, and then you'll get all the good stuff on there. So let's wait for...
You'll get all the sleaze.
Get all the sleaze, you know, after contributors are dead and all the dirt can come out. So,
oh, God.
Shall we look at
what's
the answers?
Winner,
the answers, the results. So, in fourth place with 8.2% of the vote, it is The Underwater Menace. Nothing in the world
Shock
can stop
horror.
Me now. In third place, with 16.9% of the vote, it's Doctor Who, The Collection, Season 9.
In second place with 21.4% of the vote is Doctor Who, the 60th anniversary specials. Quite a shock, actually.
Okay.
And then in first place with 53.5% of the vote, it's Doctor Who, the collection, season 20.
Yeah, well deserved.
Well deserved. I
Not
think that was
a massive surprise and, yeah, well deserved, as you say.
Yeah.
Have you guys got The Underwater Menace?
Yes.
How is it?
It's good.
Liked it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few iffy bits, but, you know, it's all
that
right.
That goes for all of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's before you even get to the animation.
Well, well done, season 20. Good work. I haven't seen it yet because we can't get it over here.
Oh, sure. Is that why you're coming over in the summer, just to pick up,
binge watch it,
all your discs?
Well, I mean, my thinking is I'll just block out 2 days at mum and dad's, shut all the curtains, and get through all the collections that I missed since I moved.
Sounds like a plan.
It sounds like a plan. Right, Johnny, I think you're next.
I think I am. So it looks like I'm doing best guest cast member.
Okay.
So here we go. Woo. Keeping up with who is famous in the modern world is impossible for me. Whenever Matt says X, Y, or Z has been cast in an episode of Doctor Who, I simply shrug my shoulders and resign myself to the fact that I stopped paying attention to pop culture in the mid-90s. Late 80s, really. So I gleefully await cameos in next year's Doctor Who from Mike Smith, Keith Chegwin, Mr. Blobby, Coolio, and Lily Savage. Who's Mike Smith?
I don't know. It's Mike Smith.
Some bloke, some ginger. Is he ginger? No.
Sarah Green's
husband.
Yeah. Okay. Who's Coolio? Is he the one that was in Batman Forever?
He's a rapper, wasn't he?
Yeah, was he in Batman Forever or Batman Robin or one of those shit films?
I don't know. Is he? He's Gangster's Paradise. And he did the theme to Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, he is in one of those films. I think he's in Batman and Robin.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a little blast of what he recorded for it, Matt. Go on.
I don't know what he recorded for it. I just know he was in it.
No idea.
Anywho, right then. So, here are the nominees for Best Guest Cast Member. There are the following. Yasmin Finney as Rose Noble. Ruth Madeley as Shirley Bingham. Jacqueline King as Sylvia Noble. Enough of that. Bernard Cribbins.
I was gonna make a joke about what's the category?
Guest cast member.
And I was gonna say, well, we nearly saw Shooty Gat was in his boxer shorts.
You nearly saw his member. Yeah, that's true. Right. Bernard Cribbins, bless him, as Wilfred Mott. Miriam Margulies as the Meep. Neil Patrick Harris as the Toymaker. Gemma Redgrave as Kate Lethbridge-Stewart. Bonnie Langford as Melanie Bercheret. Carl Collins as Sean Temple. Davina McCall as herself. Anita Dobson as Mrs. Flood. Michelle Greenidge as Clara. And Angela Winter as Cherry Sunday. There we are then.
Right.
There we go.
So, any thoughts?
I think Neil Patrick Harris is a shoe-in. I think that you could get a couple of votes for Bernard, but it wouldn't have surprised me if Anita Dobson had come so highly, because Mrs. Flood left quite an impression after the episode was done.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Could be one of those. He surely had like 5 lines, but you know.
What about the bush herself, Melanie Bush?
I hope the bush is burning. I hope she's red hot.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
should we find out then?
About the burning bush?
Yeah, the burning bush. Yeah, I know all about that. I'm an RE teacher. Right. Okay. So,
get some Savlon on it.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's fucking boiling in here. Yeah, sorry, hang on. Carry on, Johnny.
Get some Savlon on it.
Right, right. So, in fifth place, everybody, with 5.2% of the vote, was Bonnie Langford as Melanie Bush. Well done. If Silver's with her, she'd have been first. In fourth place, with 5.5% of the vote, Jacqueline King as Sylvia Noble.
Very good.
In third place, with 11.9% of the vote, Miriam Margulies as the Meep.
She was very good.
She was so good. She should have been higher. She was so good.
She was excellent.
In second place, with 25% of the vote, was Bernard Cribbins.
Nah, bless him.
As Wilfred Mott.
Yeah, bless.
Poor Bernard. And
In first place, as Billy guessed, with 38.9% of the vote, was Neil Patrick Harris.
Wow.
As the toy maker.
Wow. Impressive.
The celestial toy maker.
He's a huge guest star.
Oh, no, you're not
calling
him the celestial toy maker. Because his name is the toy maker.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I didn't mean it in any sort of,
bloody
you know.
Rubbish. Right, and let's move
on. I was watching back a bit of the giggle, and I do you remember the fact they tried to make him a racist as part of his character? Is that why he's like
racist now, father?
And he makes a comment about the guy who comes in to buy the toy looking he comes from somewhere hot.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
It was weird. It was very weird. Rather than just
so strange.
Gloss over the fact that we discussed this. We discussed this twice. We discussed this on the Toy Maker review and the Giggle review about the race angle with the Toy Maker. So I don't think we need to go into it again.
Right. Okay. Next category is Best Director. So helming an episode of Doctor Who was something of a poison chalice. Sure, the pay is good and it looks great on your CV, but like Third Cyberman from the Left or Wirren Wrangler, you are forever associated with a nerdy sci-fi show. Oscars and Emmy Awards mean shit all when you've got a steaming hot Roddy on your shelf. So, we have Mark Tondorai, Chanya Button for The Giggle, Tom Kingsley for Wild Blue Yonder, and Rachel Talalay for The Star Beast. Which of those do you think was the best directed, lads, out of the four from last year?
No idea. I haven't got a clue. On to Matt.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they were all good. I mean, Star Beast was very good because Rachel Talalay is just, you know, a stalwart now, isn't she, of Doctor Who. The Wild Blue Yonder, the guy who did that, was very good. Obviously, very technical. But then again, so was The Giggle. The Giggle had some really technical bits with the infinite loop of, you know, corridors and all that sort of stuff. And the bi-generation, that lovely crane movement when you go over the top of them. That's really cool.
Shame about the bi-generation, but anyway, never mind.
I don't know. But I think one of those three, I don't think it will be Church on Ruby Road.
I don't think so. I'll break his heart now. In fourth place with 3.5% of the vote, Mark Tondorai for The Church on Ruby Road.
Right.
But lest we forget that he also did Rosa and The Ghost Monument, which are both fabulous episodes of Doctor Who. So,
Well,
you know,
are they?
The script. Well, all right. Matt, I was going to say, it would have been, I think, maybe 6 years since Jodie Whittaker's debut this year.
Right.
So how do you feel about going back and doing some Series 11 later in the year?
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
I mean, it seems like it's time, you know.
Is it? I'll ask Annie which one she's not seen. Yeah.
Good idea. That's a good idea. All right. In third place with 16.2% of the vote, Chanya Button for The Giggle. In second place, with 32.9% of the vote, Tom Kingsley for Wild Blue Yonder, which I was a bit surprised at.
Yeah, I'm shocked, really.
Because I think that, technically speaking, that's probably the most complex out of all of them, from the VFX to the staging and having the doubles and, you know, even going through with the cast about, you know, what they should be doing in each scene, acting against each other. You know, it's quite technical.
It was well done, wasn't it?
Yes,
excellent.
In first place.
It was really well done. Yeah.
Really well. Mm. In first place with 47.4% of the vote, Rachel Talalay for The Star Beast. Mm-hmm. But of course.
Yeah. Well done, Rachel. Here you are.
So well done, Rachel.
Right then, who's next? Is it I? It's usually me, isn't it?
I think it might be you.
It's I.
Yes, that's your one.
Oh! The best villain.
Oi.
So, the best villain. Musk, Trump, Putin, Sunak. What do these people all have in common? Yes, they sound like villains from a 1973 episode of Doctor Who. Unfortunately, they are very real people. So let's celebrate some made-up shitbags to take our mind off the crushing realization that we're all desperately fucked. So, here are the nominees for Best Villain. The Meep. The Know Things. The Toy Maker. The Goblins.
Right, what are the no things?
I mean...
The David Tennant...
those ones.
The okay. Doppelgangers.
Yeah.
So...
The doppelgangers.
Hard. That is very difficult.
I mean, I'd like to think the Meep would be up there somewhere.
I would be shocked. I agree, like Johnny. So. I think the Meep's going to be the winner.
Well, a guy at work said to me that he fucking hated the Meep.
Really?
That was his words exactly. Yeah.
Why?
Whoa.
He just was like, oh, I knew he was going to... He said, he irritated him, and then he was like, I knew he was going to be a bloody baddie as well. He said, that pissed me off even more.
Right.
That's like going to a panto and saying, I think the shifty guy who comes onto the booze is going to be turn out to be the baddie. Like, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Well, what do we think then? I reckon...
Well, hopefully the goblins are at the bottom because they were shit.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really do anything. No, they didn't do anything.
Pointless.
No.
I think Patrick Harris needs to be near the top because he was very good.
He was very good.
He will be. If it's not the Meep first, it'll be him.
Yeah. Well, shall we see?
How
so, in fourth place, with a feeble 0.6% of the vote, it's the Goblin King.
He didn't win
a single thing. Yeah.
Gazzy shit.
And then third place, with 16.7% of the vote, it's the Meep.
Oh, third place.
Hey, okay. Oh, shit. What?
I am shocked.
Wow, that far down.
Whoa. Come on.
I'm surprised.
The Meep, the classic villain.
No
Come
way.
On. Wow. Shocking. So in second place, with 34.2% of the vote, the No Things.
That's a nice surprise, but I still think the Meep should have been at least second.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, because the Meep... is a more iconic looking
villain
character, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather, you know, as good as the No Things are, I mean, they were excellently acted by Tennant and Tate.
They were great,
But very unsettling. I don't know. It's a difficult one, but I think, was the Meep more of a character within itself? Mm. More of an entity?
I think the Meep's got more scope to, like, come back.
I think that's very possible, because you know what he says, or is it a he or a she? Or
is it a they?
The definite article.
Whatever it is, a different article. Yeah, you know, it says about the boss, and, you know, which I find out. So you never know, there's a possibility, I think, that it may return.
Massively. Johnny's phone has locked me out.
There we go.
Here we go. So, the winner is...
Yep.
By a huge margin... with 48.5% of the vote.
48.
Neil Patrick Harris as the Toymaker. Very good, yeah. I very much like the Toymaker, Wannsee Award, for being a racist German. Very good, yeah. Who's next? Is it over to you, Jonathan?
Me next.
Is he the next one?
It's Johnny's and Tussle,
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I doing next? Best teacher. Oh, that's you. No, hang on.
Best teacher.
Oh, yes.
No, wrong award.
Award! Right. Best TV episode. Okay.
Pyramids of Mars.
Pyramids of Mars. Horror Fang Rock, Billy. Come on. Right. Here we go. So, 2023 had a lot to live up to. The way I looked at Matt funny there because I said 2023. Instead of...
You don't say 2023.
No. So when I'm teaching, every day when I put the date on the board, I always say, okay, date and title in your book. Today's date is Friday the 5th of whatever, 2023. I never say... I hate 2023. I hate saying it like that. So I always say 2023. I must be the only person that does that.
I feel like I've just been told off. Yeah. Anyway, I've done anything, sir.
Yeah.
That says a lot about Jonathan's psychological profile.
It does. Very dangerous, really, having me and all these children in the classroom. Right, anyway, these poor kids. Right, so 2020...
Any psychologist watching,
says
him out, for God's sake.
So, 2023 had a lot to live up to. Following three middling specials the previous year, Doctor Who's 60th anniversary promised much and delivered plenty.
Oh.
But as hyper-fixated Whovians, we still live in a state of constant panic, worried if the general audience will accept bioregeneration, no we haven't, how much sway Disney has, and if the 15th Doctor's time on screen will be cut short by taking a bad pill and overheating in a club.
Could do, you never know.
No. So, here are the nominees for Best TV Episode. We have The Giggle,
right?
The Church on Ruby Road, Wild Blue Yonder, and The Star Beast. Okay then, chaps, what do we think?
I think, you know,
what Blue Yonder?
The Giggle's going to do better than we suspected. Oh,
I think okay. Blue Yonder.
Blue Yonder, yeah. Number one.
Or yeah, the Giggle. Okay. I think it's yeah. between those two, I reckon. Okay, should we find
what
out?
What about you, Johnny? What would you put first?
I would have... What would I put first? I did enjoy the Wild Blue Yonder episode. I didn't think it was a very good episode. So if the Giggle or that comes first, I'll be happy. Fine. Not the Giggle, sorry. At the Star yeah. Beast. Okay. I like the Star Beast.
You like the Star Beast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's find out. So in fourth place, the worst TV episode of 2023, according to our viewers and listeners, was The Church on Ruby Road.
Right.
With just 4.8% of
not,
the vote.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise, no. Yeah. In third place, with 12.3% of the vote, The Star Beast.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Right.
Third. In second place, with 22.7% of the vote, The Giggle.
Ah, okay.
So, in the first place, with a massive 60.1% of the vote. That is impressive. Wild Blue Yonder.
Gosh. Wow.
It was a good story.
It was a cracker.
Well deserved.
It was a cracker.
Yeah, I did enjoy that one.
So did I. Yeah, brilliant. More of those next year, please.
Yes,
Russell.
Please. Less of...
less Ruby Roads and more.
Yeah, Wild Blue Yonder.
Wild Blue Yonder.
We can only hope. Okay.
Are you pleased with that one, Billy,
next
winning?
Up is... Hey?
Are you pleased with that one coming first?
Yes, that was my favourite, but I'm... Did the Giggle come third?
Second.
Or...
Second, the Giggle.
Okay. I'm quite surprised that, yeah, because I preferred the Star Beast over the Giggle.
So did
but I. I am glad that, yeah, Wild Blue Yonder came first. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, who's next? Is it you, Billy?
Nice.
Billy
next, yeah.
I'm next.
Okay.
So, best reviewed episode. So... we always try and ensure we review a broad church of Doctor Who on the podcast.
We don't review
so
broad church.
Decent spread of quality. No, we're never doing broad church. So we get as many doctors and as you know much variation in quality as possible. But we asked our viewers and listeners, out of all the episodes we reviewed last year, which was their favourite? So not the review, but the episode itself. Mm-hmm. So these are all the episodes of Doctor Who we reviewed last year, and I want you guys to pick one as your ultimate winner.
Okay.
All right? So, 42, Paradise Towers, Frontios, Pyramids of Mars, The Doctor's Wife, the TV movie, The Five Doctors, In the Forest of the Night, The Waters of Mars, Genesis of the Daleks, Planet of the Ood, The Web of Fear, Time Flight, The Celestial Toymaker, An Unearthly Child, The Star Beast, Wild Blue Yonder, The Giggle, The Husbands of Riversong, and The Church on Ruby Road. I have a feeling I probably said the one that you guys are going to vote for in the first five.
You
right?
did, basically.
Yeah, Pyramids of Mars.
Yeah, definitely.
There we go.
What about you?
And do you think... I don't know. I think it could be... I think it's probably a Genesis or a Five Doctors or a Pyramids.
Okay.
I think. It could be either of those,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
As number
fine.
One.
Fine.
So, in fifth place... with 8.4% of the vote, Wild Blue Yonder.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Putting up against all those classic classics.
Wow.
It's already...
I'm quite shocked about that.
Bona fide classics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fourth place with 9.2% of the vote, The Five Doctors.
Okay.
In third place with 11.3% of the vote, Pyramids of Mars.
Bullshit!
Bastard.
What's wrong with you people?
So
third.
Having said that, what do we possibly think could be in the top two?
Genesis
I haven't
of the
scrolled down
Genesis
yet.
Has got to be up there.
Genesis?
Yeah.
Okay. In second place with 17.2% of the vote, Genesis of the Daleks.
Wow, second?
What came first?
Hang on, so what have you got left? What's the possibilities now for first? Just work it out for us.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm just trying
it's
to think of episodes
flight,
I would
it?
Imagine would be quite high. Well, fuck, I hope not. Well, okay, so 42, that's kind of middling.
Yeah.
The Doctor's Wife, the TV movie, The Waters of Mars, Web of Fear, An Earthly Child. Those are the only ones I could think that could maybe
really?
Scrape
wow.
the top five, but I don't know about number one.
That's crazy.
I'm quite shocked at
wow.
this.
Wow, okay. Well, put us out of our misery.
Let us know.
Okay. In first place, with 23.1% of the vote, The Waters of Mars.
Oh my God! Get out.
Whoa.
Podcast is cancelled.
That came first.
That is insane. I mean, it's very good.
That is a shock.
It's not.
Bloody hell.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe it is a modern classic. I mean, I got to be honest. When we watched it, we were like, we remember it being good.
Yeah.
And it was good, but maybe not quite as good as we held in our heads.
No.
You know, it was like, that was the good 10th Doctor one.
Yeah.
It was kind of just, it was good, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
When we went back and watched it again. But
I mean,
people really fucking took to it.
It ain't better than fucking Genesis of the Daleks.
No, it's not.
My God.
Apparently, according to the 700 plus people that voted, it was.
Wow. You voted wrong. Jeez Louise. I don't think even Phil Ford would have voted for it. He'd have gone Genesis of the Daleks and Russell.
God.
Oh, wow.
Obviously,
what a shock.
Yes, they obviously
Well, that's the
voted.
Biggest surprise so far.
Yeah,
what have
shocker.
We got next? What have we got next to shock our senses?
Oh, shock eye, the quantum
green. I don't know. I'm still...
I'm reeling over that.
I can't get over
that. Still reeling.
What's next?
Oh, it's me, is it? Yeah. Right.
Best Rod commentary is your one.
Ooh, Rod commentary.
Ah.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so...
We love to talk about our Rods.
We do. Yeah. So, last year was a massive one for our Rodders on Patreon. We produced 8 brand new commentaries filled with vulgarity, partial nudity, and occasional. Full frontal activities best reserved for the inevitable Rod OnlyFans when we run out of weird Doctor Who spin-offs to scoff at. So, here are the nominations for Best Rod Commentary. So, just who on earth is Tom Baker? Shakedown, Return of the Sontarans. Dimensions in Time, The Ten Doctors Action Figure Adventure. I Was a Doctor Who Monster. Doctor Who Live, The Next Doctor. Christ, I forgot we did that. Wartime.
Yeah.
And Doctor Who Live, The After Party.
my instinct initially was Tom because he won the last one.
Yeah.
But I think The After Party is such a train wreck that it's got to be up there.
I think it might be the After Party.
And also, I think for the people...
Silv's one. No. Okay, sorry.
Silv?
The part that I thought it was the one that they... Oh, I don't know. I'll just shut up.
It all goes back to Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah, I was thinking of the thing on when they did the rap party, that thing, after on the box set. It's not to do with that, is it? No.
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
You're
thinking of Delta and the
I know what you're thinking
you.
Of, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, this was after the 50th anniversary.
I'll just go back to sleep.
Yeah. You were right when you wrote that he only remembers stuff from the bloody 80s. It's Jesus Christ.
Past my bedtime.
There you go.
Wow. So
I was going to say, if it wasn't that, because, I mean, it ends on quite a melancholic note, but I think your action figure adventure one, even though you end it by saying, everything was so much better back then.
It's true. It's true.
Before stuff got shit.
Yeah. Well, let's find out, shall we? So, in fifth
let's
place, it's John Benton, Wartime. In fourth place... Oh, your fucking phone. In fourth place, Dimensions in Time, 3D Specs, not included. Ooh. In third place, this is bad news for me, The Ten Doctors Action Figure Adventure.
Oh, dearie got
me.
It.
In second place, Doctor Who Live, The After Party.
Oh, Tom's
it's
one then.
Tom.
It must be Tom. In first place, with 33.3% of the vote, just who on earth is Tom Baker?
Tom Baker.
Yes.
Yes.
With
some wine
excellent stuff.
And some
well
cheese.
Done, Tom. My favourite bit in the whole thing is right at the end when he's sort of like, you know, he's wrapping up and he's doing his talk. And then his esophagus gurgles because he's had too much cheese and wine.
Aww. You can hear it.
Clear as day. God.
Do you still have the video I sent you of me topless reenacting that?
I'll put it on Patreon.
Put it on Patreon. Go on. I'm sure people will like that.
In fact, I will go through my WhatsApp now and I will download it and put it in my special folder.
If not, I still have it. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, so if you want some Toffolo nip action, there you go.
Don't all shout at once.
Right. I think it's you, Johnny.
It's me.
You're next.
It's you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Billy downloads X-rated content.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
I remember.
And he's got
a few tyres there.
Right. Making do like a bloody Michelin man. Christ.
Right, here we go. So, I'm doing, apparently...
Best Big Finish release. Oh, you always give me these ones. The ones I don't know anything about. Right, okay, I can't pronounce them.
Yeah, right, excellent.
So, here we go.
All right, everybody strap in. Get a cup of coffee. Get a cup of tea.
This is so big.
Go and get yourself a hot cup of tea or something, everybody, because I'm going to be here for a while. Right, okay. Now, it's time for me to take center stage, unfortunately. It is the moment you've all been waiting for. My turn to read out the nominations for Best Big Finish Release. And what a year it was for them. Actually, it was like any other year for Big Finish. Bloated and overindulgent, but I'm sure there are some nuggets of gold in there. So let's find them.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Here are the nominees for Best Big Finish Release. The Last Day 1. The 11th Doctor, Everywhere and Anywhere, Broken Hearts and All of Time and Space. Rani Takes on the World, The Revenge of Wormwood, bloody hell, and Beyond Bannerman Road. The audio novels, The Dead Star, The Box of Terrors and Prisoners of London. The Diary of River Song, Friend of the Family, and The Orphan Quartet. Any singing in that?
I don't bloody know.
Musical. Okay, do you know it?
No. I keep listening to it.
Okay, fine. The Eighth Doctor, Time War, Cass.
Yeah.
Okay. Cass, is that the companion?
Cass! Yeah, that's a good companion.
I thought you missed an R off. Crass. Okay. The Ninth Doctor.
Oh, no, Billy, put a C on ass.
Oh, fuck off.
The Ninth Doctor, Shades of Fear, Travel in Hope, and Pioneers. The First Doctor...
Pioneers or Pioneers?
Pioneers. The First Doctor, The Demon's Song, The Return of Joe Jones. Is that Joe Grant?
Yeah, yeah.
Husband? Okay. Yep. The Fourth Doctor, New Frontiers, and Angels and Demons. Oh, is that based off of...
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown, yeah. The 8th of March, Strange Chemistry, Audacity, and In the Bleak Midwinter. The Fifth Doctor, Conflicts of Interest and In the Night. The Robots, Volume 6. Once and Future, Past Lives, The Artist at the End of Time. A Genius for War, Two's Company, The Martian Invasion of Planetoid 50, Time Lord Immemorial, and The Union. The War Doctor, Comrades in Arms, and Enemy Mine. You still alive, everybody, because I'm dying here.
Yeah, yeah, still here, yeah.
The Lost Stories, Daleks, Genesis of Terror, and The Ark. The War Master, Solitary Confinement, that's what they're going to put me in after this, and Rouge Encounters. The Seventh Doctor, Far From Home. Unit, Nemesis, Masters of Time. The Second Doctor, James Robert McCrimmon. The Sixth Doctor, Purity Unbound. Rose Tyler, The Dimension Canon.
I'm so sorry.
Trapped. Doomsday.
Oh,
Dying Hours. I'm dying here. Gallifrey, War Room, Maneuvers. The Third Doctor, Intelligence for War. The Paternoster Gang, Rogues Gallery. Finally, thank fuck for that, the 10th Doctor, Defender of the Earth.
Wow. Well done, Johnny.
Now, so they released all that shit last year.
Yeah.
Bloody
yeah,
hell.
Literally,
and more. That's not everything, that's is everything. It?
And more.
Wow.
Yeah, 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 that wasn't even all of it. Yep. Yeah, I just feel like I have to include, everybody loves hearing you read it, Johnny, and you're getting incredulous at what the hell it is in front of you, which is why.
Yeah.
But I have to include it because it's untenable how much stuff they make.
It's crazy. Know,
like,
yeah.
And when you see it listed like that, you've just got to admit, like, too much is too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Overkill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Saturating
and
like, the...
And some of the stuff, you know,
the names.
I just think, what is this? What actually is it?
Yeah.
Gosh.
What's it all about?
Well, do you have any idea what might win?
Come on, Johnny.
Well, I mean, I've listened to a few of these.
Have you?
I say a few, I mean a few. Well, we listened to all of Once and Future, and that cannot go up there because that was not good.
I think that Davros one or the one with Jackie and Harry Sullivan might do well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Those two were good. The 2 8th Doctor box sets, Audacity and In the Bleak Midwinter, they were very good. Audacity was very good. I just finished literally the other day, Enemy Mine, and I thoroughly enjoyed both War Doctor box sets.
This is the War Doctor one.
Yeah, I think War Doctor might have been my pick for last year as well. And that's the one they've bloody stopped making. What a joke.
Yeah, I know.
God, if you run out of ideas, ask me. I got thousands of the bloody things. I could write you. You know, there's more than Daleks in the Time War, you know, and I'm just going to put that out there. You know. But fair play to Jonathan Carley, because he's superb, and all of the guest cast, they're amazing.
Legend.
So, yeah. Should we find out? Let's find out.
Yeah, please, put us out of our misery.
Right, so in fifth place, with 4.5% of the vote, was the Eighth Doctor Time War cast. Okay, yeah, that was quite good. In fourth
you
place.
You listen to it.
I listen to that, yeah. I listen to all the Paul McGann stuff.
Why?
I have to. I'm in them. In fourth place.
You are Paul McGann.
I am Paul McGann, yeah.
Let Johnny get on with it. He's dying here.
It's fine. With 4.8% of the vote, this is the fourth place one now. Once and Future, A Genius for War. Oh, well done. You were right. That was good. That was Davros, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Davros and Sylve. Lovely, okay. In third place, with 5% of the vote, The Ninth Doctor, Shades of Fear. I haven't heard that. That's Sebastian Narada, no. I think.
Yeah.
Okay. In second place, with 7% of the vote, Rani Takes on the World, Beyond Bannerman Road. Wow, that was what place?
I did see a lot of people...
7%.
I saw a lot of people raving about that, to be fair.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Okay. And the winner... With, well, only 8% of the vote.
Did anyone actually vote in this one?
Was, Matt called this one, The Eighth Doctor Audacity.
You know, I knew I was going to win again. I mean, I ranked twice in this.
Can you do an acceptance speech as Paul?
Well, I recorded this about 5 years ago, so I can't actually remember what this one was about, but it was very good. There was a really exciting cliffhanger ending to this one. It wasn't really a cliffhanger, but there was an exciting revelation at the end. But it's been spoiled now because Charlie Pollard comes back.
If Paul ever can't do these anymore, they really should get you in to do
it. I know. When the time comes and they need a new Paul McGann.
I'm ready.
Well,
we just hope
are.
He doesn't die under suspicious circumstances.
Yeah,
right.
I know where he lives.
Okay.
Who's next?
You do.
We've said that too many times. That's evidence in a court of law.
Shit.
We know where he lives.
Damn, I need to. Yeah, I need to be careful what I'm saying. I know where
he
shops.
So I think I'm next.
Right. There's a little addendum at the end of this one, which says the Wooden Spoon Award.
Ah, who got the least?
Yeah. So it says here. So the Wooden Spoon Award. Parentheses, or should that be Broken and Flaking CD Packaging Award?
Oh, yeah.
goes to The Diary of River Song, The Orphan Quartet, the audio novels Prisoner of London, The Fifth Doctor, Conflict of Interest, and The 8th of March, Strange Chemistry, all of which received 0 votes.
Wow.
Nil pois.
Shocker.
Nil pois indeed.
Best series regular. So... being in Doctor Who is a great honour. It's a role that will see you good from the second you get cast until the day you decide that traipsing up and down the country, signing autographs in your old age for people with questionable hygiene levels, being asked the same 5 questions day in, day out for pennies while your professional acting career withers away isn't worth it. So, to the likes of Yasmin Finney, Shuti Gatwa, Millie Gibson, and even that little boy who played Fudge in The Star Beast, all I can say is run. The nominees are... Shuti Gatwa as the 15th Doctor, David Tennant as the 14th Doctor, Catherine Tate as Donna Noble, and Millie Gibson as Ruby Sunday. So who do we think maybe won the award
well,
this
I
time?
Well, I think out? David Tennant should win that.
And I think
he
David
was
Tennant
brilliant
should win
this
that.
Time. And,
yeah.
You know, David Tennant, when I watched him originally, you know, at first I liked him and then he got on my nerves come the end. I was glad for him to go. But I thought he was excellent.
Yeah.
I thought he was so good in those. So I think he should be first.
Definitely. Yeah.
Great. Okay. I would agree with that. In fourth place with 3.1% of the vote, Millie Gibson is Ruby Sunday. But, you know, she only had 1 episode to show
off.
Oh,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The focus is on Shuti. In third place with 14.9% of the vote, Catherine Tate as Donna Noble.
Wow.
In second place with 30.6% of the vote, Shuti Gatwa as the 15th Doctor. And so in first place with 51.3% of the vote, David Tennant. Yeah,
well deserved.
As the 14th
Very
Doctor.
Well deserved. Yeah.
What a turnaround on this podcast from what we thought of the 10th Doctor to now David playing this new incarnation that we all fell in love with.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'd have seen him for another series.
Yeah, definitely.
Two. Three.
Yeah.
Would have loved it.
He'll be back.
Who is next?
Yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Yeah, definitely. He'll be back for Disney.
He ain't staying in her house all that time, hanging around with her. You know, he'll be bored. He's going off.
Definitely not.
Yeah. It's me next, I think.
Is it Matt next?
It's me next.
Go on.
How many more we got left?
I think we've only got like three left. I'm all out of mine, so it's just you two left to go.
Oh, right. Oh, it's not me. It's just Matt then.
Oh, it's just me. Is it the last one? Is this the last category?
Oh, is it?
Last one, Matt, best action figure release.
Oh, well, of course.
Hey.
It has to be this. So, best action figure release. Now for a contentious category. Throughout 2023, between advocating for far-right policies and anti-Semitism, Twitter was awash with comments about Doctor Who's action figure licensee losing its way. Sure, I was expecting a fugitive doctor before a plastic Bernard Horsfall, but I think Daddy Duar all the same. When did we get Bernard? Well, Bernard Horsfall came out a long time before Joe Martin was on telly.
True.
So here are the nominees for best action figure release. History of the Daleks, 13, The Five Doctors. History of the Daleks, 14, The Necros Daleks. History of the Daleks, 15, Remembrance Daleks. And 16 and 17, The Metaltron and Dalek Sec. The Sixth Doctor and TARDIS from The Ultimate Adventure. The limited and standard edition releases of the 14th Doctor's Sonic Screwdriver, the Deadly Assassin set, and the 13th Doctor Regeneration set. Gosh, I forgot that came out right at the start of the year.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm going to take a punt, and I'm going to say it's the Sonic Screwdriver. And I only say this because it was probably the most successful video on my entire YouTube channel.
Wasn't it, you said?
Really?
And it is still counting up the views even now.
Is it?
In hundreds.
Wow.
I get like 100 odd views, 200 odd views every few days. It's insane. People just want to see that screwdriver.
That is a good margin. I'm going to say, and I'll back it up with a small amount of previous voting, that the last 2 years were won by a Doctor and a TARDIS set. So I wonder if it's going to be the Sixth Doctor and TARDIS this year again.
Oh, maybe. Right. Do you have any idea?
No.
Fine.
No idea.
So, I don't know what I voted for. I think I voted for the Sonic Screwdriver. I've got to say. Yeah, I think I did. In fifth place with 8.5% of the vote, the Deadly Assassin set.
Gosh.
Oh, shame.
Really? That
I loved that set.
It was good.
Maybe it would have ranked higher if Barusa had gotten his own head rather than sharing some other bloke's head, but you know, fair's fair. In fourth place with 9.7% of the vote, the Five Doctors History of the Daleks set. So that Richard Herndl figure, that was popular. In third place with 9.8% of the vote, just one vote more than fourth place, was the Sixth Doctor and TARDIS from The Ultimate Adventure.
Oh,
so
interesting.
We'll have to see what's in the top.
Gosh.
So in second place with 25% of the vote, the limited edition 14th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver.
Didn't come first.
Whoa.
Wow. So what effects first then?
Wow.
The winner with 25.8%, only five votes more than the 14th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver, was the 13th Doctor Regeneration set.
Wow.
I'm amazed.
There you go.
Gosh. Yeah. Wow. Impressive. Well,
it was a nice set.
It was a lovely set.
Remind me, what was that one like?
That was Jodie Whittaker in her costume from The Power of the Doctor with Silver's pullover on and Tom's scarf.
I remember. Yeah.
And it was also packaged with David Tennant as the 14th Doctor.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The first, so far, the first and only figure we've had of him as that version
of the
Doctor.
I do wonder.
When did that come out?
When you look at like the
lineup. January?
Oh, right.
Yeah, January, February, I think.
Yeah.
When you look at the lineup of all the action figures that you got last year, the only two with sort of like ridiculously different sculpts were obviously the 14th Doctor, because that's brand new.
Yeah.
And the 13th Doctor with all the costume bits.
Yeah.
So I kind of assume that probably tipped it over the edge. You know? And it was so beautifully packaged. That was like the first taster we got of what everything was going to be later down the line.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Mm. We can only wonder what we're going to get this year. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, like compared to last year where the joke was you knew what was coming up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's you're back in the dark again.
I'm in the dark. I know nothing. I know nothing.
I know nothing. Wow. Well, there we go. That's the Roddies over and done with for another year. What was the biggest surprise, do you think, there, lads? What do you reckon?
Biggest surprise for me was the fact that Waters of Mars came first. That's the big shock.
That is crazy.
I can't comprehend that.
No, nor me. That really was the biggest shocker. About you?
I think besides that, the only one I can think of, given that she was in two categories, the Meep not winning anything.
True.
Considering how crazy people were for that character.
Yeah, and how prestigious
to begin with,
she
when
is,
you first
you know,
find
as
out.
An actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just bonkers. But there we go. Mm. Another year. And the cool thing is that when we come to doing next year's one, we'll have like 8 or 9 brand new episodes to talk about. It'll be the most in terms of like guest cast and episodes to talk about and all that kind of shit. And hopefully more action figures. You know, we're going to get at least that series on DVD and another collection set. So maybe 2 things to vote for in that category. Maybe a new colorization.
Who knows?
I could see that happening.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, I hope so. Always nice to look back on the last 12 months of Doctor Who and sort of like, you know, shit, look at all the stuff we got. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed. Like looking back on that, the amount of stuff that actually came out.
There's a lot of content, isn't there?
Yeah. It is surprising. Yeah. I mean, bloody hell, Big Finish alone. One for every day of the week.
I can't believe how much they do.
It's insane.
I know. I should count up the nominees from last year and this year and see if they've got more or less, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of releases, because it
total up how much it all bloody costs.
Oh my God, no, don't, because you just have to remortgage your house. Okay. So that's the Roddies over and done with. Thanks very much for watching,
ladies
and gents.
Thank you for inviting me. Yet again.
Johnny.
It's lovely.
It's always a pleasure to have you. Anytime. I mean, we're definitely going to get you in on multiple things this year. I think.
Oh, lovely.
In the back of my head, I would love you to do Search Out Space with Matt as a commentary.
Let's do that.
What's that?
Oh, the Sylvester McCoy and Sophie Aldred.
Oh, like, the thing they did in 1990.
We'll do that. That sounds good.
That would be loads of fun. And obviously we've got the Horror of Fang Rock coming up later
in the year. I'd love to do that with you. Do that one.
And we'll definitely get you in to do like a Q&A on the Patreon, because people are always desperate to know your opinion on stuff. So
that's dangerous.
Not everything, but certainly. Not everything.
Excellent.
Matt.
Hello.
Would you like to know what we're doing next?
Yes, please. That was going to be my next question for you. What is next? What have I got to go and watch?
We have been putting it off and off, but we've been wanting to go back one, but wanting is the wrong word. Trailing that we're going to go back and do more Series 6.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
So it's your choice. Either we do the finale from that season.
Right.
Or we do the season opener, Impossible Astronaut, Day of the Moon.
Ooh.
So what's season 6? Who's that, remind me?
Matt Smith. Well, why don't we put it to the vote? Should we do a Twitter
Good idea.
Vote or a Patreon vote? Maybe a Patreon vote. Let the patrons decide which one we do.
Yeah, they will decide our fate. Yeah. Okay, well, you can go over there and find the vote on the Patreon page right now, along with an alternative version of this that came through from a different dimension.
Yeah.
And also plenty of other cool shit. And later in the month, we've got our first Bond review coming up.
Yeah.
It's all very exciting.
Very nice indeed. Well, we'll see what we've got to watch next time, but you know, it's from Series 6 and it's a series that we're not too fond of, but that does seem like polar opposite scales there for that episode choice. So let us know what you think we should watch. But until then, thank you all for listening and watching, and we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.